the head coach of the Silver and Black. We welcome John Gruden. Coach, good to talk to you again. Thanks for joining us today.
Hey, JT, thanks for having me on. How you doing?
Couldn't be better, Coach. Big Cinco de Mayo remote. We're thrilled that you're able to join us for a few minutes. I want to jump right in on off-season, free agency, the draft, the undrafted free agents. It seems like there's an enormous amount of new players coming in. This roster turnover is something that I'm sure you're really encouraged about, getting some of these young players that you wanted.
Yeah, very encouraged. And not only do we have some really good young players, we've added a lot of competition. This will be the most competitive training camp that I can remember. We've got roster battles all over the place, and our team is really working hard right now. I hope to see you at training camp. You'll see for yourself.
I'll be there up there a bunch, Coach. Coach, I want to start with the defensive tackles, P.J. Hall and especially Maurice Hurst. I thought this was a critical need for the Silver and Black. Obviously, you and Reggie McKenzie saw the same thing. You have two impact young players who can hopefully blow up the line of scrimmage, stop the run, and get to the quarterback.
Yeah, no doubt. We need an inside pass rush. When we won the Super Bowl in Tampa, everybody knows Warren Sapp was the engine that really made it happen. Paul Gunther, our defensive coordinator, comes from Cincinnati. We're running a 4-3 defense, and that three technique, the man that plays on the outside shoulder, the guard is important. He had five-time Pro Bowler Geno Atkins, and we have got to generate an inside rush, some guys that can wreak havoc. Make the quarterback move laterally so guys like Khalil Mack and Bruce Irvin can go to work. And we really do feel like we've added two of the top inside pass rushers in college football.
John Gruden is our guest, head coach of the Raiders. Coach, Arden Key, I think, is a critical piece in this draft in the third round. Obviously a talent that you believe has tremendous upside and dropped to you in the draft so you could take advantage of where he was.
We had to bring him in here. He, in this draft, I believe, was at the top of our board as an outside pass rusher. He's got some pass rush movement skills that are rare. We all know he's had a couple incidents off the field, but this is a young guy that is going to take advantage, I do believe, of this opportunity. We need that third rusher, JT. Eventually, Bruce Irvin, Khalil Mack, they're going to get tired. You need to bring a guy in fresh off the bench, and that'll be key right now. And I think his versatility is going to serve us well. We feel like we can move him and Khalil and Bruce around and create some problems for people.
Coach, you talked about it yesterday after practice, and you addressed the media up there in Oakland about the issues and the critics out there. Clearly, this is a player that you believe, with the right mentors, with your staff and you being a leader of this team, anyone who's had a problem in the past will turn it around now with the Silver and Black.
Well, we're going to give them an opportunity. We've got a great coaching staff here, guys that are outstanding leaders. We've got some real strong football character in our locker room. We just added one of the best locker room leaders in all of football yesterday in Derek Johnson. You know, guys like Khalil Mack, who we've talked about.